It's one of these mornings where I wake up in a very good mood, and not only because it's a weekend, but because my body is asking me to give it some satisfaction. So I started to touch myself a few minutes ago, and I thought about my last audio, in which I describe a fantasy of having you at work when I am in the office and you are at my disposal in a room all day. I can come join you when I want, when I need it, and use you for my pleasure. That was the idea. And so I described a first moment in this room with you, where we kiss and we touch each other through our clothes, and I ask you to touch yourself in front of me. I jerk you off, and I finally ask you to fuck my hand until you come, because I wanted to have your cum on my hand so I could lick it and go back work with the scent of it and the feeling of having my hands all sticky and dirty, which is something that is unusual for me, as I am a kind of maniac of hand washing, but in some circumstances like that, when I am playing with you, I like to be dirty, and it was one of these moments. So I imagine myself going back at my desk and continue working with the scent of your cum on my hands, and also the taste in my mouth as I licked my fingers. So that's where I stopped in my last audio. And now I will describe the second moment with you during this special day where you put yourself at my disposal so generously. But I think you don't have to complain, because in this first moment, you came in my hands. You had the privilege to feel my hands on your cock and my eyes on it. I was all focused on you. I touched myself a bit too, but just to please myself a bit, but not to make myself come. So the idea was to come back at my desk in a kind of frustrated state, which I like to inflict to myself sometimes, not for long, but for like 1 hour or two. So I imagine as the first moment was in the morning, the second one would be early in the afternoon, just after I came back after my lunch break. You are still in this room. Don't know what you did. Maybe you reorganized it. Maybe you cleaned it. Whatever. It's a fantasy, so I don't have to worry about how you occupied your time when you were in this room. And just know that I would not be against the fact that you touch yourself like a desperate man waiting for me. You know I like that, you know I am always glad when you tell me that you touch yourself thinking about me. But you already came once, so I don't think you would do that. You would wait very patiently for my second visit. And as I explained in my last audio, I think, we would stay in touch all day. We would exchange dirty messages and keep each other turned on. So it's a very special day. It will not be the most productive day for me, but so good to think about that. Okay, so I think that early in the afternoon I will really need to have some attention on my body, between my legs to be more precise, so I will come join you. And it will be very simple. I will stay standing up and I will ask you to kneel in front of me and I will raise my skirt or my dress up. I would spread my legs a bit and you would put your head between my legs and start to kiss my thighs and my pussy through my panties a while before I push it to the side to give you access so you can really start the job I ask you, which is simply to make me come with your mouth, and only your mouth. You can use your hands to caress my legs, my knees, my thighs, what you want, but I want only your mouth on my pussy and your tongue on it, inside it. You know exactly what to do. And you would have to be a bit quick this time. You know I love when we take our time, but there is some moments where we don't have time, so you will have to devour me like it's your last meal. I'm thinking about that now. I'm thinking about my hand in your hair, pushing you nearer me. So you really have nothing else to do then. Lick me again and again. I will get very wet and you will lick it all. It's only fair that you taste me after I tasted you earlier in the day. You know, I think at one point I will take off my panties. I think it's more convenient. I want to spread my legs wide. Maybe lean against the table so you can eat my pussy well in the perfect conditions with no obstacles. I want you to make me come. That's why I'm here. Oh, so do it. Do it if you want to fuck me. Because it's what we will do, of course, the last time I come in this room with you. This day will not end before I have your cock inside me. But we will wait some more, because I want us to be desperate for. Desperate to fuck in this room. I will tell you about it while you lick me. I will tell you what will happen next when I come join you the last time this day. I will lean against the table. I will present you my ass that you love so much. And I will simply ask you to take me and to fuck me. Because part one and part two were very nice. But it cannot end this way. It cannot end without you fucking me like I deserve. So you will take me from behind. You will just rub your cock against my pussy a few times before you push inside, because I would be ready when I come in this room the last time. I will only have one thing in mind. It's to get fucked good. I think about that. Think about that when you are licking my pussy and and I want you to think about it too. I want you to think about the sensation you will have penetrating me after this long day, waiting for it, maybe doubting it will happen. But if you know me, you know it will happen. It was only about that from the beginning. But it would not be fun if we started with that. Oh. Fais-moi jouir, putain. Fais-moi jouir maintenant. Oh. Fais-moi jouir en pensant comme tu vas baiser plus tard. Je te laisserai faire. Je te laisserai me baiser bien fort comme t'aimes. Now you are fucking me just with your tongue. It's already delicious. But when I feel your tongue going in and out of my pussy, I think about how different it would be to have your cock invading me. I will come soon, but I have a last thing to say, a last announcement to make, last precision about the third time I will come in this room to get fucked by you. You will do it. As I said, you will take me from behind and do it with just my panties on the side, because my intention is to have you come inside me. It's a must. It's an order. You will come inside me. So after, I can just place my panties back on and take some of the cum that will leak on my fingers. I don't know if I will lick it or make you lick it. We will see, but what is sure is that there will be some cum left on my panties when I come back at my desk the last time. I will feel so wet because of it and because of my own wetness. I think this last hour of work would be the worst, because I would be so unfocused and not desirous to work, but I think it would be very nice to feel all sensitive and still feeling your cock inside me. Even if it's not there anymore, when you fuck me hard, I feel it afterwards also, for a while. Okay, I think I said everything now. just... Let me just make myself calm.
No.